Today's Namaste Yoga is Less is More. Hello and welcome to episode 177 of Namaste Yoga. We are here on Lake Ontario and filming outside again. I have asked Ganesh to remove all the obstacles of our outdoor sound, like lawnmowers and chainsaws and I don't know, things that make noise. We've asked Durga to protect our space. And hopefully things will stay quiet and peaceful for our yoga practice today. I've got a testimonial to share with you, so beautiful, from Grazie from France, and it was left on a voice message on our website.
Hello, Melissa. Allow me to introduce myself. My nickname is Grazie. I am 46. I live near Marseille in the south of France. Excuse me for my very, very bad English. A huge thanks for your yoga class that I regularly online. Thank you for your gentleness and kindness. Lot hugs and love. Namaste.
So thank you for leaving your comments on my website through SpeakPipe, YouTube, and your 5-star ratings on iTunes. And there are instructions on how to do that at thankyoumelissa.com. The membership site is just hopping right now. Our graduates from our continuing education program are doing a great job of stepping up and playing some leadership roles in our community. Open-hearted graduate Sumadiros is starting a new group within the community called Ignite Your Inner Fire. And that group is starting in a few weeks in May. And that group actually filled up within about 5 minutes of the announcement of the group. And open-hearted graduate Carrie Wanamaker is running a 4-week challenge right now on the weekly challenges called, it's on the, I don't know what it's called. It's on the four elements. The first week was on water. I know this week she's doing one on the earth element, and I know she's going for a hike up into the mountains. And each week she's even filming a little video for it. And doing some mudras and journaling and pointing you to some of my past videos that tie in with each element. So I know a lot of people are really super enjoying that as well. Also, our teachers, our new group of teachers are in full swing with the Open Your Heart to Yoga Pedagogy course. And I know there are lots of new people coming on board and posting every day on the forum. So that community is just hopping. Thank you to Squeeze Yoga Clothing for our clothes today. I'm wearing the Flying Heart, bit long sleeve bamboo, and I've got my bamboo cami underneath, and then also the matching capri bottoms. And also thank you to Dusky Leaf for our mats, and I love my really big yoga bag for when we go filming outside because I can just throw everything in it and bring it along. Okay, let's get on with today's class. It continues our cultural conditioning series, and it's Less is More. So you can go ahead and rest back on your back, lying in Shavasana. Make yourself comfortable and settle in. Take a deep breath in through your nose. Let it fall out of your mouth. Allow yourself to arrive here now. Cultural conditioning are the social processes in which authority figures such as parents, professors, politicians, religious leaders, peers, and the media define our cultural values, beliefs, ethical systems, and ultimately the way we perceive ourselves in the world. Today's theme comes from Viola Vazio from Italy, and she suggested another concept that might be interesting to analyze further, which is quality over quantity. She says, "I feel like our society is pushing us more and more towards quantity and leaving behind quality. You can see from the simple day-to-day life all the way to the work people do. Quantity, producing more, doing more, even though there is no quality behind it. I feel that my priority is the quality of my life. I prefer to earn a little less, but be happy about the life I am living. I feel I have to give out quality work at work with family and friends, but also like to receive it back. And unfortunately, that doesn't happen often. With food, you can only buy organic if you want quality, because otherwise you can find millions of fruits and vegetables at the supermarket that taste like nothing and that have pesticides and other harmful things on them. And the list can go on. The good news," she says, "is that people are starting to realize it and appreciate quality when they find it." So I would have to agree wholeheartedly with Viola. We are suffering a cultural epidemic of obesity and debt in our westernized world. We value more is better. More food, bigger portions, has led to plates filled with nutritionally deficient food. Bigger houses with more stuff in them mean that we build bigger closets to keep our stuff in or have to rent out storage units to control the overflow. Big gas-guzzling SUVs dominate our roads and cost a fortune to run. In the long run, as Viola mentioned, we have to work longer hours and our possessions end up owning us. In yoga, there's a concept called aparigraha. It's one of the yamas, non-hoarding, which means take only what you need. So how much space and things do we really need? Many people, as Viola said, are now working less hours or willing to work for less money if it means they will have to put in less time at work so they can have more of their life back. So what does this have to do with yoga? Or how are we going to apply this to our yoga today? When I first looked for a style of yoga that I would study, I landed at Esther Meyer's yoga studio. The simplicity of their philosophy, breathing, grounding, and spinal elongation allowed me to just be in my body and experience yoga. Less was more, and I could let everything drop away. Esther reminds us that our breath brings us back to center in the present moment. Your breath out, in particular, releases tension and drops you into weightedness or grounding. Esther says that first you are simply releasing the stresses and tensions of your day, and yet over time you let go of more deeply held patterns of fear and resistance, and powerful transformation occurs through your breath. So as you rest back here, begin to focus on your exhalation. Allow it to center you and feel the weightedness, feel it dropping you into the ground. By focusing on your breath out, you will begin to allow your breath in to come passively. Each time you breathe out, feel yourself sinking into the ground. Gravity is with us all the time. Start to become conscious of the ground underneath you. Notice how it doesn't take any effort to lie here on the ground. Gravity's natural force is acting upon you and pulling you towards the center of the earth. Grounding, in Esther Meyer's words, simply means stopping, relaxing, not trying, doing nothing. Letting go and undoing. Feel your body completely supported and feel the ground underneath you. Bring your attention to your spine, the structural, nervous, and energetic core of your body. Your spine is the center that will support and orient you. Allow your spine to support you, and your muscular tension will begin to let go. Begin to reflect on your intention for today's class. There's a proverb that says, "Don't use a lot where a little will do." How could you bring the theme of less is more into your practice today? Once you've formed your intention, you can begin to wiggle and stretch out, but stay lying on your back. I'm going to begin with knees to chest pose. So just start by hugging your knees into your chest. If you don't have any knee issues, you can hold on your shins. If you do, hold on behind your knees. So be aware of your breathing. Feel the support of the ground underneath you. Notice the central axis point of your spine. And then all the rest of the muscular tension in your body can let go. Your shoulders can become heavy. All the muscles in your neck can release. Your head can become heavy on the ground. Notice if you're breathing. Feel the elongation of your spine as your knees draw into your chest. Then release your knees and roll to your side and come up onto all fours. So we're going to begin to release your spine with some cat pose. We're going to build this pose simply from the ground up. So take your hands, spread your fingers nice and wide underneath your shoulders, your knees underneath your hips, and feel your connection to the ground through your shins and the tops of your feet. And feel that steady connection to the ground. That will be your stability and your base here. And from that place of stability, then you can find the fluid movement of your spine with your breath, so that you exhale and round up through your spine and inhale and arch through your spine. So once you have that stable base, then there can come the fluid movement of your spine with your breath. Breathing in and rounding, breathing in and arching. And then we'll go ahead and release your spine with a twist. So inhale, open your right arm out to the side. Exhale, thread your right arm between your left wrist and your left knee. Lower your right shoulder to the ground and rotate. So here, your right shoulder, the right side of your head, your right shin continues to connect to the ground. Notice your breathing, where it moves and shifts in your body. And feel that access point of your spine as it twists in this posture. Inhale, coming out of the side. And we'll go ahead and do that twist on the other side. So inhale, open your left arm up. Exhale, thread it through your right wrist and your right knee. Lower your left shoulder onto the ground, rotating through your spine. And now pay attention to what parts of the ground or parts of your body are on the ground this side, your left side, your head, your left shoulder, connect your left shin and your left foot, and feel your spine rotating, reconnect to your exhalation. Then slowly unwind from this rotation and There are so many bugs here. I'm like chewing on bugs here. We're going to do lunge pose, which is a great pose to anchor your lower body, which Esther Meyer's approach is so great. You anchor through your lower body, which frees up your spine for mobility and opens up your breathing. So come towards the back of your mat and walk your left leg forward first. And sink down through your front left foot. Drop your tailbone, let your pelvis sink and drop. So your left foot, your pelvis sinks, your right shin, your right top of your foot, all these parts are sinking into gravity, which frees up your spine and your arms. And when that freedom comes in your upper body, your arms will just float up. There's lots of space for breath, and you might even find that your body spontaneously, your upper torso, your spine moves into a back bend and be with the freedom of the breath that comes from that. And then slowly release down. And we'll switch sides. So walk your right leg through. And again, find that stability in your lower body. Feel your right foot really sinking into the ground. Your left shin. Feel your pelvis drop. So feel the heaviness of here. Let the gravity take that part of your body. And there's a freedom that comes through your spine. And be with your breath. Okay, so go ahead and release. Now, one of the most amazing things that Esther Meyer's, well, actually before Esther Meyer's, Wanda Schiavelli did for yoga, and the reason why I chose this approach for today's class, less is more, less bugs would be good, is she shortened the standing postures, the stances of the standing postures. That's what made me think of it for the less is more class. And less can be more in the standing postures. I'm going to talk a lot about why she did that. Right now, we're going to do standing forward folding triangle pyramid pose. This pose is really challenging. And when you take a shorter stance, it makes it accessible for a lot of people. So that's what we're going to talk about for it for right now. So we're going to take a step forward with your left foot. You're going to take a short stance here so that your left heel is pretty close to your right knee, a square lunge here. Your blocks are useful here. You're going to turn your right toes under and straighten out through both legs. So feel you want the weight to be pouring down through your back right heel. Now you can, in fact, we are doing the less is more today, so please do bring your back foot in so that you only have about the space of what would be one step, a walking step between your two feet. So you can really focus on dropping your weight back through your back foot. Yeah. So the stretch is in your front leg, but your roots remain in your back heel. And then you're going to bend your knees and switch legs. So it's raining now. Tim's got an umbrella, so the camera stays dry. By extension, he gets to stay dry. Okay, so now your right foot's gonna come in front. And again, take that short stance. Curl your left toes under and straighten out through both legs. And again, really nice short stance. Focusing on pouring that weight into your back foot so that you're rooting it through your back heel. Focusing on less is more today. And then bring your back left foot forward and come all the way up to standing. So the purpose of the standing postures, according to Esther Myers, is to find stability in standing. Having a secure physical foundation helps us to feel more at ease emotionally in standing postures. You'll know where you stand, you hold your ground, you'll be able to stand on your own two feet. So the question here is not, am I doing the correct position? And that's a question that gets asked a lot, but it's more about, what is the pose doing for me? So let's do mountain pose to begin with. And with, particularly with Esther Myers' standing postures, all the poses start from mountain pose. So we'll stand facing the front of your mat and stand with your feet underneath your hip bones. Spread your toes nice and wide. Reach down through your legs. Drop down through your pelvis as well so that everything from here down is being drawn towards the center of the earth, and you'll feel that that frees up your spine and your spine to float up. Now your shoulders can relax down your back, your ears draw over your shoulders. Just close your eyes here and ask yourself, am I grounded? Am I more stable in my legs? Is my spine free? Can I breathe more easily? And are my shoulders loose? I have a quote here from Fred Durst, and he says, sometimes it's about less is more. It's about the seed. Thinking about this gigantic tree that you think is so beautiful, but it started with just a seed. So think about that with mountain pose. I think it seems so simple. But it's just that really simple, tiny seed that creates something so profound. Okay, so from Tadasana, we're going to come into Warrior One, and you really only need to be this far back on your mat to do Warrior One in Esther Myers' style, because all you're going to do is take a step forward with your right foot like you're walking. So short stance Warrior One. So take a step forward as though you're going to take a step when you're walking. And what you're going to do is you're going to bend your front knee slightly. Your weight's going to pour out through your back foot, and you're going to reach your arms up. Keep dropping down through your pelvis. And you can feel how your spine is really free. And this pose, according to Esther Myers, prepares you for your back bends. And you can feel how when you're breathing and elongating through your spine here, your spine just wants to bend backwards. So your feet will be parallel in this pose. Your left foot may start turned out when you begin. So keep rooted and weighted in your back leg. Your spine is vertical, your pelvis is dropping. Warrior one. Okay, and let this fall out of your body. And then we're going to do warrior one on the other side. So bring your right foot back. And then all you're going to do is really simply take a step forward as though you're going to go for a little walk. Okay, and that's it. And then you reach down long out of your back right leg. Bend your front knee. And arc your arms up. Let your spine reach up. So short stance, warrior one. Keep pouring the weight out through your back right leg. Okay, fabulous. And then release. Same thing. We're going to do short stance warrior two now. You're going to take a step forward with your right foot as though you're walking. And pour your weight long out of your back left leg. And this pose now is about movement through your thoracic spine. So what you're going to do is bring your arms up and feel that movement in your thoracic spine. So it's a twist for your upper body. Gaze over top of your right fingertips. Both your feet are facing forward here. And then find a way to let that out of your body. Do it on the other side. So you take a step forward with your left foot. Root down through your back right heel. Front knee is bent. And it's rotate your back, right arm back, your left arm forward. Look over your left fingertips. So really quite different from the way we normally practice this pose, but a less is more pose. And then let this fall out of your body. Such a fabulous rotation for your upper body. Okay. Meant to rotate both ways on those. Got a little distracted by the rain. Let's do that again. So step forward with your right foot. So you can rotate normally. So the right arm comes forward. And then you could rotate so that you're reversing your warrior two, so your left arm comes forward. Such a lovely rotation for your thoracic. Keep reaching through your back left heel. And then let this fall out of your body. You can just feel how much movement you get through your thoracic spine. It's lovely. Okay, then let's step forward with your left foot. So we'll do this to your other side. Reach out through your back right heel. And we'll reverse that warrior two. So bring your right arms forward this time. Gaze over top of your right fingertips. Keep reaching back through your right heel. So you're rooting through your right heel. Breathing, feeling the central axis point of your spine. And then let your posture go. Okay, we're going to do a standing forward fold here for your inversion today. So bend your knees, hinge forward through your hips, and let your torso fold forward, let your spine dangle forward, and just notice and feel how free that is. Let the back of your neck be long. You can also hear less is more, elbows on your quads here. And then from here, we're going to come all the way down. We're going to do one of my favorite back bends. It's a less is more back bend. I have a Socrates quote for you for this back bend. The secret to happiness, you see, is not found in seeking more, but in developing the capacity to enjoy less. So let's see if we can enjoy this little back bend. Love using the block for this back bend. So lie on your back with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor. Press down through your feet. So find that rootedness and groundedness through your feet. And then tuck your shoulders underneath you. Press down through your forearms and allow your spine to release up. And then slowly lower yourself down. Release the block and hug your knees into your chest. Okay, so we're going to come up to seated. So either rock yourself up or roll to your side. And we're going to do Marichyasana 1, Sage's Twist 1. And the way this works is you're going to bend your right leg in and extend through your left leg. Inhale, take right arm up, take it to the inside of your right leg and twist. So this would be step one, and you can stay here with your left hand to the outside of your, to the base of your spine. If you can do the wrap and hold on to your hands on the outside of your right leg, then that's great too. You can do that. Okay, let's do this twist on the other side. So extend through your right leg. Bend your left leg in. You're going to take your left arm up and to the inside of your left leg, your right hand to the base of your spine, and you can leave it there. Or you may be able to do the bind where you hold on to your hands. So even here, you can go back to those simple principles of grounding. Feel your sit bones on the ground and root those down to allow your spine to lengthen up. And remember your breathing here. Okay, release, and the sun's come out. Yes. Okay, now we're going to do a forward fold called the Sage's Forward Fold, Marichyasana 1 Forward Fold. I think that it's going to take the bugs away too. It's wonderful. Tim was doubting my Ganesh invocation. Just as a bug flies into my mouth. Yummy. It's lunchtime. Okay, bend your leg in. You're going to inhale, take your right arm up and do that bind again if you can. And then this is also a forward fold. So here your right heel becomes another sit bone. So you're going to push on it and use it to help you fold forward here. Watch your shoulder. Try not to let your bind get too much up in your face here. So try and keep it dropping down. Okay, and then release. Wow, it's like a whole different day than when we started. Who would have believed it was like raining a few minutes ago? Now bend your left leg. And inhale, take your left arm up, fold forward. Maybe get that bind going on again. Wrap your left arm around. Use your left heel as another sit bone and fold forward here. So root down through your sit bones, root down through your left heel, and fold forward. Relax your shoulders. Feel the support of the ground underneath you. And then release. Okay, you can go ahead and rest back for Shavasana. And I have a Swedish proverb to share with you for our closing. I don't know why those bugs like to fly right into my mouth. It's really gross. Okay, settle yourself in. Make yourself comfortable in Shavasana. If your low back is tender, bend your knees, place your feet flat on the floor, maybe place a bolster underneath your knees. Tuck your shoulder blades in underneath you. So here's the Swedish proverb. Fear less, hope more. Eat less, chew more. Whine less, breathe more. Talk less, say more. Love more, and all good things will be yours. I'll say that again. Fear less, hope more. Eat less, chew more. Whine less, breathe more. Talk less, say more. Love more, and all good things will be yours. So feel the ground underneath you, the stability of your spine, and the breath in your body. Reflect back on the teachings from today's class. And consider what it is that you'll take with you off your mat and into the world this week. What stands out, what seems most important to you? And go ahead and wiggle and stretch out. Bend your knees. Roll to your right hand side. Make your way up to sitting. Thank you for joining me for episode 177 of Namaste Yoga. I look forward to engaging with you on the membership site, and I'll see you next week. Namaste.